Blog Talk Radio.
Bouncing in my chair. What?
Right? Stay cool, baby. Stay cool. The Scammer Girls Radio.
Got my shoulders bouncing to the beat. Oh, yeah. That's all. That's right. Y'all didn't know I had rhythm, did you?
Okay, she sure does.
I do have rhythm. Okay. It is another edition of a Gamer Girls Radio, the longest running, award winning gaming podcast on iTunes. It is June 16th, 2011, and I am Snow White. Yes, I know. I'm gorgeous.
What?
I know. Anyway, my bestie, Miss Corey/Gaminatrix, is also up in here. Hello, ma'am.
Like, oh my God.
Like, you're totally my bestie, and it's, like, amazing.
Oh, we're like BFFs.
Totally. Total BFF.
Holy.
Oh my God. I'm done.
And apparently our gay best friend...
you better take that back. I'm sure there's lots of gay people that would be very insulted by what you just said.
Or very excited by what you just said, going, oh, really, is he?
Let me tell you, I wish I had a gay best friend, because I did in college, and we had the most fun. It was unbelievable. I had such a blast. I totally missed that. But anyway.
Pillow fights.
You know, no, actually, she was a drag queen and she gave me makeup tips. It was pretty fun.
I love being a drag queen. I love being a drag queen.
She had nicer legs than I did, bitch.
Right?
Horse drag queen. Sorry.
What is wrong? What is really wrong?
I'm going to hurt you, Blaster. In fact, I'm not even going to ask you how you are because you done made me mad.
You better
go on and up in the front lines, girl. Oh, I need to get the phone number out.
You need to introduce him first.
I did.
Oh, well, he better finish making my pocketbook. Okay, look.
Okay, you go back to your work, and we'll continue.
I'm going to be your pocketbook bitch for the night. Don't worry.
You know, that is kind of like a gay BFF, isn't it? Anyway, our phone number, if you want to call it and chat with us, is 347-215-7977, and I will repeat that because I said it a little faster tonight. 347-215-7977. All right. That's you, Ms. Colby.
Okay.
I can't make that noise.
I can. I wasn't permitted to at one point, but now I can.
Okay, so that's kind of like a bitch.
It was. I just had a flashback. Okay. I must share this with you because I always do. Shopping for games. Apparently, you can get Fallout New Vegas for your 360 for really, really cheap. If you're following us on Twitter, I'm about to retweet it. Go over and check them out. These are some good peeps that I know. I try to help them out when I can. Okay, so anyway, this is not a front lines per se, but it is at the same time. And I want to send a shout out to my homie, my ace. I don't even know what to call you. I got to come up with a name for you, girl, because I can't say your real name on the air. We don't do that. But she's my homie up New York way, who sent me this link to a story on CNN, mostly because she knew it was going to annoy me. So they had an article up today by a reporter, Doug Gross, whose title of an article, yeah, he is gross. His article is titled, "Today's Video Gamer, It Might Not Be Who You Think," and of course it's a woman holding a PlayStation Move controller. Now, normally I'd be like all kinds of excited, yay, but the article has nothing to do with that title. He completely veers off from the subject. The woman, of course, that he's interviewed about it. Her name is Lisa Sharp. She's 37. She's comfortable calling herself a game junkie. And after we get through that brief introduction, the rest of it is facts and figures about the gaming industry that the average person who really loves games is already going to know. 47% of all gamers are women. How much money Farmville is worth, $14.5 billion. If you listen to our news in the morning, you know this. Angry Birds sold 250 million downloads or had 250 million downloads. These are things we already know. Where am I going with this? I'm rather irritated. We had a story a few months ago where there's a gentleman in the UK who said he wanted to start a network that was nothing but gaming news and media outlets, period, so that we could report our own stories, because as we all know, when Fox or CNN or somebody gets a hold of it, they kind of half-ass it, as they did with this article. The stuff they have in here is old, it's outdated, it's inaccurate. I think we lost our Snow White. Who did we lose?
Hey. I'm here.
Oh, we lost our Snow White.
I'm here making your purse.
Oh, you know what that was? That wasn't you dropping. That was somebody. One of y'all accepted some. Oh, that was the pocketbook not completing download. Okay, I thought
I'm
we lost.
I'm glad you guys did not hear what I said. Okay.
I'm here busy making your pocketbook, biatch.
I'm so red right now. I can't believe I just said that on air. Oh, okay.
Oh, nobody heard you.
Heard
okay,
you.
Good.
It's all good. You're fine. So I'm not a fan, I'm not a fan of all this CNN still jumping on the bandwagon. Oh, you guys need to do this, or this is what's going on in the gaming industry, or they're still touting the whole hardcore gamer this, hardcore gamer that. And they're probably not going to improve my comment because I said that, told them I'm sick of you guys. You don't belong in our world. And I say this every few months. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. You are not allowed to tell news stories about us. You don't do them well. You have no idea what you're talking about. You're pulling up old shit saying this is new. These are not new facts. Really? They have some stuff in here about 80s arcade, Pac-Man. They are talking about E3, but again, people, these are facts we know. So am I wrong to tell them to get the hell out of our...
These are things we know.
Yeah, these
now
are things we know.
Things we don't.
Yeah, they're not helping our cause, I'm saying, with the general media, or the general consensus of people who aren't gamers. They didn't put any more extra understanding or anything to help them understand what it is they're looking at, or say, you know, this is what gaming is. They come up with the same stories over and over and over. And I'm going to probably guess some people who aren't gamers have probably seen all this before. It doesn't do any good
right.
at all. And the title of the article is very misleading, especially when we get to down towards the bottom, talking about blockbuster games and the rise of the social game.
Blockbuster game.
Yeah, no, not that blockbuster, but.
Oh.
It just annoys me. I want people like CNN either hire somebody who is actually a gamer, and I'm not going to say Mr. Gross is not a gamer, but I'm going to probably say he's not. This is not his daily thing. He's not in charge of a daily gaming section at CNN.
So you're going to say he's not a gamer?
I'm going to say he's probably got an Xbox at his house, or a Wii or something, or that he kind of plays every now and again when somebody's visiting. You know, you all know those kind of gamers. Those are the real casual gamers, not the casual games themselves where we say, oh, Farmville's a casual game. No, the casual gamer is a person whose Xbox has dust on it and they have to think about how to turn it on. Whereas if I put it in one of these two people's on the line with me hands, they know exactly what to do. How you turn it on, boys and girls?
I know what to do with it. Don't you worry about that.
Snow, how would you turn on your Xbox?
Snow, how would you turn on your Xbox?
What do you push the button?
Exactly. You push the big button in the middle.
I was so confused. I was like, is this a trick question?
If you push it more than once, you're playing with it.
Hey! And there's nothing wrong with that either. So.
Nope, it's not. Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever floats your boat. Works your lightsaber.
I was worried, Corey. I seriously thought that I was listening, but I thought I missed something. I was like, what the?
You didn't miss anything. I'm making a point.
She wasn't listening. She wasn't listening.
Yeah, I'm making a point.
Listening. Thank you very much.
People who are not really gamers, their stuff collects dust. None of my consoles have dust on them. Not even the PlayStation 3 in the back. So I'm just saying.
Oh, my mind is so not right tonight. Okay.
Mine is never right. So,
yeah, you say like that's some sort of news story or something.
I would like to say that I have been playing Infamous and I likes it.
it. Are you happy with the Welcome Back program in general, Corey?
I am. I played Little Big Planet and I played Infamous and I liked them both. I'm sorry I missed out on the whole Little Big Planet craze, but I'm there now, so I'm good. But the Infamous, oh yeah, I love blowing me some bitches up, I gotta say. Okay, anyway, I had to throw that in there. On to other things this week. Are y'all ready? Wait a minute, didn't one of you have something to talk about?
No, not really.
I had something I wanted to mention.
Is he really being bitchy today? I don't think
he really is being bitchy. He totally thinks
I'm doing you a favor. I'm making your purse, biatch. Give me a second here.
Did I ask him to make my purse, really?
Yeah, he told me to do it while I'm on the show.
No, I didn't.
So, I'm doing an awesome job, by the way.
Okay, what were we discussing before the show? It was rather interesting.
You said you wanted to say something for the show. What was that you wanted to say for the show?
See, that's why he's crust. Oh, we're talking about Fallen Earth. Okay, so.
Here you go.
If you were listening this morning, you heard that Gamers First bought our favoriteest MMO, Fallen Earth, and we are not pleased.
Fallen Earth.
If you're in the ghetto, it's Earth with an F.
Earth?
Earth with an F. E-A-R-F. For Elvis and Frank. Fallen Earth. So we are not pleased. I love the name of the room. I don't watch Glee. one of the things I was going to say I was concerned about is it's going free-to-play. And Fallen Earth is a rated M MMO. And that is one of the things that we loved about Fallen Earth is that it is an adult MMO. There's no kids running around. There's no level grinding or people trying to... It's just generally you're not bothered. You get to go in and play and have your fun, which is what it's supposed to be about. So I'm afraid that since they have been bought out and are now moving to a free-to-play model, that we're going to lose all of that. Either of you have any comments?
It's possible.
A lot of times whenever I see a game go free-to-play, I'm always like, oh, crap. You know, cause normally it means that the game's not doing so well. I mean, as Blaster pointed out earlier, it normally means the game's not doing so well, and they need a little extra oomph to make it happen again. So, I mean, yeah, I'm worried because I love Fallen Earth.
Well, a free-to-play model, though, is not the death of anyone.
No. I didn't say the death. I said they're just not doing so well, and they need a little something to give them an extra oomph. It doesn't mean that it's dead. It just means that it's not doing as well as it should. And Fallen Earth should be doing super well. I mean, it is a spectacular game.
Well, yeah, but how we got talking about this, we were talking about Steam is just rolling out this week with a whole bunch of free-to-play MMOs that are now joining Steam. Forsaken World is one of them. Spiral Knights is another one of them. There's like three other titles.
Spiral Knights? I haven't heard of that one.
It's from Sega, actually.
Sega!
You have to, like, yell it. Sega!
Yeah. Oh, that's the other one.
So those are all coming to Steam right now. So we were talking about, I got a chance to play Spiral Knights a little bit. The only reason why I was playing it, I'll be honest, was for the free Team Fortress 2 hat tie-in. Team Fortress 2, if you haven't played by the way, is the greatest hat simulator out there, I'm just saying. So I was playing that, and I got a chance to check it out. And some of these games, Forsaken World looks really good. It's a free MMO. You can go all the way from, you know, all the way up to the max level. You don't have to pay anything for it. And so I guess we were talking about the validity of these free MMOs, and then we got talking about Fallen Earth becoming a free MMO, and how is that going to affect the game itself? I mean, I still don't understand how companies make money. I played Spiral Knights, and I didn't see any advertisement in game or anything like that. So,
according to what they're saying, they're going to be selling pretty much what they were already doing. You remember the mounts and stuff we saw that we wanted. The chicken, the mutated chicken, and weapons and things. My concern is, and I want you guys to think really hard about when you were playing, just the very basics, the NPCs and how they talk back to you. They curse at you. So if this is a mature game, how do we keep the kids out? And unfortunately, the only company that I know of in existence, game company, that is responsible enough to keep the kids out is Second Life, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You have to verify your age with an ID or your social security number. So how do you keep kids out of a free
play? Let me tell you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'll speak from personal experience because I actually helped to admin an adult sim, not a sex sim, but it has adult themes in it, so it has to have an adult rating. But it's a role play sim.
Sex sim.
Master, don't be jealous because you ain't getting none. Anyway, I help admin the sim, so I know all the issues that go on. And we actually had a kid come in there, a guy, and he seemed a little off to me. He seemed a little too immature because, I mean, we got a lot of immature people, but this one just seemed a little too immature. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he was actually only 14. And his older brother, who was 19, actually gave him information to get him into the sim.
I say that's different, but I'm talking about, generally speaking, we know kids are not going to go in a... Is there an ant biting me? Damn it.
Yes, but I just wanted to point out that it's not foolproof. Yes, Linden Labs is doing a really good job with that, and they have a lot of fail safes in place, but it's not foolproof.
Well,
we found out. And the kid actually role-played sex in The Sim. So,
well, did anybody say anything?
It's not a sex sin. It's him as a role play sin.
Now, did anybody report him? Anybody report him though? Because that, you know how they
yes,
are.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Okay,
I mean, the owners and I did. Yes.
Okay. See, now that I like. Now we port over to other MMOs. Think about your WoW. Think about your Star Wars Galaxies. Your EverQuest. There, none of that is in place. Period. Even if you were to report somebody's underage, they go so. But there's no way for them to verify they're 18. Fallen Earth, I go again, rated M already. There are not supposed to be any kids in it. So how do we stop them from getting in? It's now free to play. They don't have to ask for anything money-wise. Are they going to be locked off?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
they need to have some kind of age verification thing.
Well, see, people think they do. They have what's called a little age gate where you're supposed to put in your birth date, but... Come on, there's kids out there that know their parents' date of birth
and
age on the top of their head. I've always thought that was stupid. You have to put an age gate. That is
kids are so much smarter than that. They can come up with a date off the top of their head. It doesn't even have to be a real birthday. They could just be like, oh, I'll say that I was born on the 12th of January and, I don't know, let's just put down 1977. Any kid who knows math can come up with something to make them 18.
Child, let's preach, right? So I don't understand... why we haven't, as industry-wise, why we haven't come up with a way to verify age. I mean, if Linden Labs can do it, why can't the other game companies? It's an ID thing. I've been saying this for years. There needs to be, when you go to the game store or online, you to verify your ID. You use your ID to verify the games, and everything that you have needs to be connected to your ID. I know some of you hate the idea, but I'm saying, as a person, speaking for all of us here, in an odd way, in an odd roundabout way, you know, you have it's our responsibility to make sure the kids don't get a hold of the things. We also won't get blamed for stuff as much if we have already policed this little problem. It's not occurred to anybody that nobody's really policing the kids. Even trailers and things, they tell us when we get them in, put them by the age gate. And generally, I try to be responsible. I won't put them up, period, because we don't have one at present. But I probably could get away with putting it up. Who would care? Who's monitoring this? The ESA is not monitoring. The ESRB is not monitoring, going around saying, okay, if you're a website, you need to be registered with us. It's like we have some rules in place, but it's very loose. It's kind of just loosey-goosey.
Well, in their defense, I'm going to play a devil's advocate here. In their defense, monitoring the internet is kind of like trying to control a wildfire.
True.
You think you got it done here. You think you got it under control here, but then it pops up over there. You know, so when you get this particular website under control, you get them registered, there's like 50 more that popped up with the same theme. I mean, really, it is so easy to create a website these days.
That's true.
They have website hosting. They have website hosting sites. You know, they have programs to help you put up your own website. You can get your own static IP. I mean, everything. It's so easy to make your own website that once you get a couple under control, there's at least 100 more that popped up with the same theme. So in their defense, it is difficult to monitor and to get everything under control. But then again, they're not even making an attempt. So
that's where I'm looking at. There's no attempt to do anything. It's just, here we are. Here's some ESRB, some ratings, and do this. Here's what I'm saying. Okay, here's the idea. I give them out all the time. Feel free to use this, somebody out there. Why don't you, ESRB or ESA, do just what I said? You need to be a registered website. Game companies need to say, if you're not registered with the ESRB or ESA, we will not send you games, period, to review. We will not give you any media access because, as you all know, we get media access to things sometimes. You can't have media access you're not even allowed to come in the door at E3 without being registered with this website. So that, yes, we can go around and monitor and make sure you don't have anything up that kids can go and look at, or kids things they shouldn't be seeing just because they know how to put in a date of birth off the top of their head. I think we need to be a little bit more responsible, especially with all that's going on with Sony and people strangling their kids and saying, the game made me do it. We need to, it's time to step it up now. We're behind. Now, I don't watch Glee as yelling censorship in the thing. I'm not saying censor. I'm saying that we need to be more responsible as an industry, because we're just not. Too many kids are seeing things they shouldn't be seeing. Even us here on GGR, we're rated M, but I have no way to stop a 10-year-old kid from coming in here and listening to us. But we've done what we can do. But on our own site, the only thing I can do responsibly is, we got a bunch of L.A. Noire trailers in today, and they lifted the embargo, so we were one of the first people to have it. I was very excited, but we couldn't put it up, because the first thing I saw at the bottom was, this needs to be behind an age gate, and we don't have one, so I'm not putting this up.
It's okay. Not censorship so much as being responsible.
Yeah, I want the...
Yeah, we're not censoring it and saying that this should not be shown at all. We're saying that certain stipulations need to be in place that keep young children from seeing things that would be inappropriate for their age bracket. Not censorship. That's being responsible.
Now, they're coming up with interesting questions. Now, some things are up to the parents, but as an industry, you still have to say, we need to do what we've done on our end. Just sticking up a gate and saying, okay, we stopped your kid from viewing it, you're not really stopping them from viewing anything. And this is how they are able to turn around and come after us and say, hey, my kid managed to see this and they shouldn't have. If you make it just a little bit more difficult to where we say, okay, parents, we have literally met you guys, halfway.
More than halfway.
At this point, if your kid gets in here, it is now your fault. Your kid got a hold of your ID, your credit card, or whatever it is that they needed to verify the age, and you weren't checking. We've done what we're supposed to at this point, out of our hands. But right now, it's really not out of our hands. We could do a little more. And our guys in the room are new, Dallas, David, and I'm assuming I don't watch Glee, and P-Friend are new. And I haven't been listening to us before, but we did an experiment a couple years ago where I went to major retailers. I went to Target, I went to Walmart, I went to Big Lots, I went to what's the other store I went to? Oh, Toys R Us, just to see if they had the ESRB ratings up, because they are bound by law if they carry any games to have these up. And none of the stores had them up except for GameStop, and they had it on the on the counter when you're buying the stuff where you have to look down, to put your money down. It was right there. But none of them had it up. Now, 2 years later, and I have still not gotten to post this up yet because I lost the email. We did an interview. So I'll share here is we went back and we said, what are you guys doing? They said, well, we've talked to these people because we made a big stink about it. I went back to Walmart. There is still no ESRB rating chart up where parents know exactly what it is they're looking at. Toys R Us went back and put each one on the actual game. Like when it's on the shelf, the rating is right there below the game, and this is what this means and what's in it. So they got better. Target, same thing. They went and put it right below the game. Big Lots has no ESRB shit up, period. Because nobody's paying attention that Big Lots is selling games, and they shouldn't be, period. So there's some. That's why I said we're too loosey-goosey in a whole lot of respects of how the industry goes. I mean, we came up with our rating systems, and we've been patting ourselves on the back about that for years. Hey, we rated ourselves. We regulated ourselves. I think it's time to go a step further. Now, see, and I don't. Glee says the government has rules. For example, Facebook cannot let 13-year-olds use the service legally, and that is exactly what I mean. If you've already put this rule in place and a parent decides to put up a kid under 13 to give them a Facebook, Facebook has already covered themselves legally. The gaming industry has not covered themselves to say, yeah, I put up an age gate, but there is nothing stopping the kid from going and looking at the trailer anyway or accessing the media anyway. They can still look at it. They can still go in and see whatever violent little thing they're not supposed to see. There's also nothing stopping them from buying the game, yes, if they have an older brother. That's why I said it should be attached to an ID when you go in the store. I firmly believe that. Again, if you go in, you buy a game for your kid, because some parents are irresponsible. I bought, this violent game for my kid, and they went and killed their whole class. Then, hey, look, how did my kid get a hold of this game? And nobody told me it was violent. Hey, look here. When you were at the counter, we explained to you this is rated this. You gave us your ID. Guess who's at fault now? I want them to be able to point the finger back at the parent and say this is
right.
your fault.
I mean, it's just responsibility. It's just being. I mean, it's being responsible to protect your business is what this really is.
Yeah.
And I'm just surprised more businesses aren't on board with protecting their business. I mean, why would you leave yourself open to liability like this? I mean, a lot of businesses have corporate lawyers that try to just think about ways to protect the corporation from liability, and this seems like just a giant hole I'm just surprised nobody's looked at before.
Let me just go ahead and jump in and say this. I'm the type of person that does think that, yes, it is the parent's responsibility, but it's also the company's responsibility. What's the old saying, that it takes a village to raise a single child? I completely and utterly agree with that. A parent cannot watch their own children 24/7. It is physically impossible. There are times when the parent has to sleep. And what the child does when the parent is sleeping, you know, it's bad to say, but sometimes the parent just doesn't know. They can't control the child because some children are virtually uncontrollable. And then sometimes the parent has to go to work. There are some parents that have to work two jobs, and they're doing their damnedest to help raise their kid. And there's nothing wrong with that, and I have seen some of the most hardest working parents who raise some of the best kids I've ever met. So that there's nothing wrong with that at all, but it's also up to the companies, it's also up to society as a whole to try to preserve a little bit of that safety for the children that are coming up in society in the first place. I mean, it's not just a parent's idea, it's everyone. I mean, do you really want to have a society where a two-year-old, like when I went to go watch the movie Doom in the movie theater, literally there was a two-year-old toddling up and down in front of the movie screen when people were getting blown up, limbs are going everywhere, blood is being splattered against the screen, and I'm horrified. I'm like, why is this child even allowed in here?
Kids got to learn about exploding people sometime.
When the zombie apocalypse comes.
No kid will be innocent at that point.
But my whole point is, it's not just the parents' responsibility. Yes, they should be responsible for their children. I completely agree. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but it's also the responsibility of everyone else in society too. I mean, really, that's just my two cents.
Honestly,
totally.
Hey, y'all, watch that. My English boy.
You watch that language.
watch that accent. I'm not even saying it's the responsibility of the. The whole village thing. I'm more of, as you know, y'all know, I'm about the money. We own a gaming company. I'm going to make sure your kid is not getting in here. It is Fort Knox to get in my company. And what I don't want is you coming to me later trying to blame me for anything. And let's go back to the most frivolous lawsuit of all time, the lady who burned her mouth on McDonald's, okay? You probably laugh and you say it is stupid that they had to put a warning on their cup to tell you that it's hot, but guess what? Nobody else can sue them about it. There is a warning right there. This is hot. Don't drink it. It could be hot. Don't drink it, bitch. It's going to burn your mouth. So that's what I'm saying about the games. We had the ESRB, but we didn't go that just those one or two extra steps to make sure that, you know, your kid shouldn't be here. And if you're not going to watch, we're going to make sure that they can't get in here. If they get in here at this point, not at point, because back here, age gate, they can still say, well, my kid just put in a birth date. How did you try to stop them from getting in? You know, I was, as Snow said, I was asleep. My kid was on the computer. Now, let's change the scenario. I'm asleep, and you have to have an ID. My kid went in my purse, which I left on the table open, or I left my ID out, and my kid stole my ID. At that point, yeah, and it ceases to be the company's fault. We did exactly what we were supposed to do to keep your kid out. We had an ID. We had to have a social security number. Shut up, you in the chat room. But thank you.
She is sexy, isn't she? She's really hot.
Older,
I like that.
Didn't he say older women? Oh, hell
he
no.
Did. He did say older women.
You messed it up. Now you messed it up. We're done. The thing is, you know, the kid got the card, then it's no longer the company's fault. We did everything we could to keep your child out of the game. You did not follow up on your end. And I'm not saying it's the parents' fault. Again, you were asleep. But you know who to go after then. They went and did something. They took an extra step to get in. So that was my big argument. I'm worried about Fallen Earth changing because of that. And I think they'll have to because Fallen Earth is very, very adult. As we all know here on the show, extremely adult. extremely adult. Why are y'all typing me? Did we not talk to that? No. Let's hope not. No.
Guys. Private conversations.
Private conversations.
We have our own shit going on in the background. You know how we do.
Okay. So that's an interesting thing this week going on. Yay. Okay. So let me get Blaster Robin.
Yay. Yes. I'm here. I'm always involved. I'm ready.
I didn't say involved. I said riled up.
Oh, you want to get riled up?
Let me say the word.
Wee. That's dangerous. Riled up. Don't get me riled up.
I said the word. You weren't listening.
What's the word?
Wee you.
Ah! I don't care. Why do you think I care so much? Why?
I love to tease you.
Why do you think I care so much? I don't care.
Ah, you do.
I do not care. I do not care at all. Sam, I am.
Woo, woo, woo. It's okay. A whole lot of stuff. This was like the week of Wii U. People are bitching. There's no Blu-ray. There's no, what else did they say? Gosh, I think I lost my little story. There's no Blu-ray, of course. There's no, they released the picture of what it looks like. People are bitching at what it looks like. All kinds of stuff. They did release some specs, although people keep saying they didn't see them. We did announce the specs on our morning show, so I don't know why people keep saying they didn't release the specs. They did. I do not know them off the top of my head. Don't ask.
We haven't listened to the morning show. That's the problem.
Oh.
They deserve spankings for that.
In the corner, people. Line them up. Bend over. Line them up.
If you see a girl who resembles me, but really, you know, she has, like, lighter hair, just roll with it. Just saying.
Okay, so. Wrong. No, just wrong. Okay, so basically, this is what Iwata said. We're going back to the basics. The Wii U is going to be a gaming console, period. Fuck all that other shit. There's no, we don't need any Blu-ray. We don't really care about Blu-ray. If you care about it, go buy the other two. We're straight games now. That's what we're doing. And we're also going to tell you this much. Our console, at its present stage, is already 50% more powerful than the other two. So, that being said, do you guys think it's a good idea for them to say, we're not going to do 50% anything?
50% more powerful, I doubt that.
Well, I have to see it first. I'm not going to say yay or nay. I'm not going to say yay or nay. But you know what?
You just said it though.
I'm not going to say yay or nay.
I made it funny. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Suck a fat loop. I know you want to anyway. I just thought.
Wow. Woo! We got a little adult in here all of a sudden. All right.
This is an adult show, people. If you cannot handle it, move along. So, do you guys think that's a that's what I get for watching damn Jersey Shore, whatever. No, not y'all. I said you guys. That's bad.
Oh, you are not allowed to say that anymore.
I'm not. I'm not even a New Yorker. Okay, so do you guys think that was a bad decision on their part not to include any DVD support, no Blu-ray? It's just straight games.
I don't think it's a big problem at all. I mean,
no.
Like you said, most of the other game consoles pretty much get that covered. So
yeah.
I mean,
so why do you think people are pissed off?
I think people are pissed off.
They think they're entitled to everything. That's why.
No, I think what it really is, I think that this is just such a weird departure for Nintendo. It's what Nintendo did. So what Nintendo did with the Wii is this is kind of not what everybody's expecting. But I think with the Wii, it was like it hit everybody like, oh, my God, we can do things without it, you know, with a completely different type of control scheme. Now this is kind of cool. And now with what Wii is using, going back to using buttons and doing all this, it's kind of like a surprise with that screen still. I'm like, oh, my God, what is that all about? But then it's kind of not one of those pleasant surprises. It's like a surprise when somebody comes out and wants to have a talk with you and tell you that for all their life they've liked people of the same sex and you didn't know that. It's like one of those shocking surprises that you just weren't expecting and really weren't prepared for. That's what I think it was.
You might be right.
I'm just saying, it shocked people. It was something that
they always shock people. You know
lately,
how
lately that's how Nintendo's been operating lately. That's
they,
for sure.
They love to shock people. I, for one, cannot wait to see what they can do. And I am not going to say what the new console looks like. We did not have our hot little hands on it. And our our Nintendo contact is E3'd out. He's all passed out. He's like, can I talk to you next week? So we don't have any other information than the stats that we got. But, I know. Snow, I already know what you're about to say. I can't even comment. I can't comment just yet. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Mm-hmm. Give me a minute. I know. Give me a minute. So I can't really, I know that generally they tend to deliver what they promised. And I wouldn't be too worried about not having a DVD or Blu-ray because it'll still have internet access. We all know that. So if you have your Netflix, do you really need a DVD sport? Who's really watching DVDs out there anymore or Blu-ray? Pour it out to me. You guys are. I mean, have you bought new ones? You buying new
ones?
Yeah,
dude. I have like.
I use my Xbox. I use my PlayStation 3. I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah,
I have a Blu-ray player. I watch them all the time. I have over 300.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if you bought any like a bunch of new ones, I still have my old DVDs and I have the Blu-ray somebody got me for Christmas 2 years ago. But I usually just, you know, I'm all about some streaming movie. I don't want to have to go out to the store. I don't want my shelf space is reserved for my games, not DVDs. So I don't know.
Well, we keep ours in a binder.
Oh, so you got rid of the cases.
Yeah, and it's so much more compact. It's great.
I know
great.
Somebody that does that. I'm not about buying any more DVDs. I pass them up in the store, and I opt for, I just need the movie. I don't need to have it on a disc or anything like that. And I know when the zombie apocalypse comes, that makes life difficult. You know, I can't watch my movies because they're all streaming. But, hey, you know, you do what you got to do. I'm going to go to Snow's house and watch them. She'll have it, but...
That's right. Come on over.
She'll be barricaded in nicely.
I have entertainment for weeks.
Uh-huh.
Indeed,
yes,
ma'am.
Even that. Between my games and my movies and other stuff, I'm good to go.
Do I? Okay. For a minute. Hold on a minute.
Do not broach the subject.
Don't do it. Let me
do
it.
Don't do it. No, don't do it.
No, but all right. Okay.
Whatever, do it. I don't care. All hell break loose. Do it.
Okay. You people in the chat room, out of control. I'm not going to say your name. However, women play. What the hell ever they want to play? Same as you do.
We do indeed.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving along, other topics this week, interesting to the gaming industry. EA, why?
Just one word question. Why?
Why, EA? Why?
That's always what I have to ask EA. So EA is saying, this is what they're hinting at, and somebody correct me if I am misunderstanding. This, and some people out there are about to just cut their own throats and jump off a building screaming, Madden is going free to play on Facebook. And they're saying there will be no more offline games or what. This is what Peter Moore is predicting in an interview he did with Gamma Sutra. So, and he's quoted as saying, you guys stop with the, don't do it, Snow.
Okay.
Basically, they're saying Madden shouldn't be a place, or what he's quoted as saying is Madden shouldn't be a place to buy. It should be a place to go. So there will be no more offline sports games. I don't think this is a smart idea.
Really?
You do think it's a smart idea for Madden to be strictly online?
No. I'm just saying.
Does that mean they'll stop putting more games out?
Yeah, no. Because you have to say this though. Every time, no, seriously. That I think what they're trying to say, I don't necessarily think that means what you think it means. It's like, you know, the Princess Bride, right? I don't think that means what you think it means.
I
don't think that word means.
Oh,
what you
you've
think
never
it.
Seen it. You have gotten to watch it. It's inconceivable that you've never seen that movie.
It is definitely inconceivable that you've never seen that movie. Absolutely. I'm just saying that you know, it doesn't make sense to spend, what is it, $50 bucks a month every time a Madden game comes out. I mean, if you're, let's say you love Madden. I mean, I know you're not a big Madden fan, Corey, but let's just say you love Madden, okay? And every time every year a new Madden comes out, you have to spend $50 on a new Madden game. Wouldn't that be nice if Madden was more like an MMO where you just got a free update every year, a free calendar update? I mean, not calendar, you got a free roster update, you got a free, graphic enhancements and things like that.
You said is not in the EA vocabulary, free.
Well, or maybe you only had to pay $20 or $10 to get a roster update.
Okay, let me point this out to you, who these people are.
Who they are? You don't have to tell me who they are.
Let me point out to you who EA is. These are the same people who every time they put out a sim game or a little update, they charge you $30. If you buy the expansion pack or you buy that next expansion pack, whether you buy it online or in the store, it's still $39.99. So they don't really care about, you know, oh, we're going to strictly go online, so we're going to give you updates.
He doesn't care about you.
Yeah, he doesn't love you, people. They don't
love you anymore.
They don't love you. Mm-hmm.
And they don't love me? Why?
I think it's because you're so tall.
Maybe.
That could be the reason why.
Maybe you're right, Corey. Maybe they don't love me because I'm so tall.
Now, this is not just Madden that they're doing this with as well. It's going to be the FIFA, for those of you who like your UK football or soccer, as we call it here in the U.S. So, I mean, it sounds all neat, especially if they take out that damn glitch, which is why I don't play Madden anymore. Fix it! Fix it. Do I need
Are
to
you
mention
still talking about that glitch?
I'm still mad about that glitch. Let me just tell y'all again. When I am passing to my running back, I do not need for another NPC to suddenly slide across the screen from, like, from nowhere and catch the
from
ball.
From, like, 40 yards away.
Yes, from 40 yards away and intercept my ball when clearly he was nowhere near my running back. Clearly I see this. I am not crazy. That glitch is 98. Fix it, and then I will come back and play. I promise. And throw me some storyline in there, like, List League. But other than that, I don't know. I can see what you're saying, Blaster. It could be like an MMO. It could work. But at the same
time. Oh, definitely.
But they're not.
And it would be a blessing to Madden fans because then they wouldn't have to deal with that.
No, they would be like gold farmers dying in their chairs is what they would be because they would never leave.
Well, that's fine. Whatever you. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, that would be beneficial to people who enjoy the game. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe. Ah, Jesus H.
See, I just gave you a reason why they're going to do it, and that's
well, they are going to do it. They also have their new what's the name of their new service? They're trying to compete with Steam, basically.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Good damn luck. They've already pulled some of their games.
I know they have. They pulled Crysis 2.
Yeah, Crysis 2.
You sons of bitches. Sons of beaches. I mean, that really pisses me off. That pisses me off. That's all I'm saying.
Now, see, while you guys are jumping on Nintendo said we're not interested in offering free to play software. We're not interested. Let me quote. I watched it directly. I'm not interested in offering software for free of charge. Damn straight.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, from what we were reporting earlier in the week. There was a rumor going around, do you guys remember this, that EA was talking about creating a console? I really think they're leaning towards it.
Okay.
Really.
Again, EA, what I would like to say to you, son of a bitch!
Son of
a bitch! Do not do that. Do not do that. I mean, I'm serious. Like, I mean, I won't go back to the Steam thing, because I'm really pissed off, because what pissed me off most about this is there are other games, there are other, you know, there's other EA games, or not EA Games, there's other publishers that would love to do what they're doing, okay, would love to start their own Steam service or whatever, right? I mean, Microsoft has games for Windows Live. If Microsoft pulled all the games for Windows Live off of Steam, I take that back, that would actually be a blessing because I really hate games for Windows Live. Games for Windows Live came out and it was trying to ape what Steam was doing and it failed miserably. I have a prediction, EA, whatever you're trying to do is going to fail miserably and you're going to lose PC sales because of this, because Steam is where most people get their games now. I'm sure what you're trying to do. You're trying to get your own little piece of the action, but it just ain't going to happen. Back off. Get my Steam. All I got to say.
Now, actually, the name of their platform is Origin. So they've confirmed Star Wars of the Old Republic.
They're bitches.
Ooh. Okay, and apparently the Valve is the ones that decided they wanted to pull Crysis 2 from Steam. EA say we had nothing to do with it. Valve decided. They've also got Alice Madness Returns, only on Origin. Here's my other issue with EA, and I know Snow will remember this. Remember the whole DRM fiasco when they announced the EA store and they started doing the digital thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see this happening again in a major way. And as much as you all laugh at people who play The Sims, them people do not play. Hack. You think the LulzSack and Anonymous are bad? Those bitches will hack the EA site, and they will do it in droves. Where is my expansion pack? Where is my stuff pack? I can't play my Sims, and they are ready to cut people. This is All I got to say is EA, y'all better do this damn good if you're going to try to compete with Steam. I don't think they'll be able to. There's a reason why Steam does what they do, and they do it well. I think you should have just, you know, sit back and create the games. Is anybody else noticing the pattern with EA where they have a tendency to buy and create things and it fails horribly?
Well, okay, so that's not always necessarily the case, actually.
No, I mean, okay.
Back in the past, it wasn't that way in the past. And here, back when EA was trying to break into the console business, they approached Nintendo. And this is really interesting. I just read this article in Game Informer, actually. Which, by the way, Game Informer, if you don't have a magazine that talks about video games, you should check them out. They're pretty cool, actually. We also need some Game Informer. We need some kickback for that. So. But anyways, I was reading an article today about how when EA wanted to get into the Sega Genesis, they wanted to get into the console business back when Sega Genesis and NES, they approached Nintendo, and Nintendo had some crazy, ridiculous stipulations for them to allow you to have a dev unit, a Nintendo NES dev unit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The dev unit really didn't belong to you. You had to pay $90,000 or whatever
to buy it.
Didn't belong to you. And you, when you're finished developing on it, you had to send it back to Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And Nintendo didn't have to release your game if they didn't like it or if it clashed with some other title they had in their catalog. I mean, all this really crazy stuff. And EA was like, you know, F that. We're not doing that. F that. So they went to Sega, and Sega said, well, we want to be the same as Nintendo, and so we have the same exact deal. And EA said, well, you know what? F that. We're going to get some engineers, and they reverse-engineered the Sega Genesis, and they figured out a way to develop games for it. They built all these games for it, got ready for E3. The night before, they showed the president of Sega at the time, and they showed him that, hey, look at all these games. We're about to release it at E3 tomorrow with or without your permission. Now, we can either get more favorable deal from you, and we can do it the right way, or we're just going to release these things. There's nothing you can do to stop us. And Sega had to acquiesce. They had to do what EA wanted them to do. They had to let them give them a basically what would be considered a fair deal, because that wasn't what EA or what Sega Genesis was presenting before that. So it's kind of interesting that back in the past, you know, getting back to this point, is back in the past, EA has done some things that are actually beneficial to gamers, I think. And maybe that's not the case nowadays, but they've done a lot of things in the past that I think were good business moves. I don't know how EA is planning on operating nowadays, though. Things seem a little different from what they used to be.
Now, see, Dallas is making a very good point in the room. He says EA will buy and revise an already great game and F it up. We talk about this all the time. The Sims franchise is forever ruined, forever. I do not need a My Sims Super Pilot, My Sims Super Spy. I don't need Sim Pets where you get to play as the pet. Any of that business, all of that they screwed up.
It's not even like it's not even you controlling the characters. It's also like you had Sim City, and then you came out with Sim Societies, and then there's like Sim World and
Sim Society is one where they completely departed from what made Sim City great. It would kind of be like them deciding to do Halo and you play as the frag grenade.
Yeah, it was not good. It was not good.
Well, I understand that, but for all the complaining what we're doing here about them, you have to understand one thing is that they, for all the complaining, most of the games that were at E3 this year were EA games. Without EA being here, without EA being part of, you know, without EA being existing, half the games at E3 wouldn't be there. We would have much more limited collection of video games coming out this year, much more limited choices for gamers. So love them, hate them, they produce a lot of games every year. And some of them are crap. I understand.
I like
that.
How you said they produce a lot of games. That's all we got.
They do produce a lot of games. Well, some of them aren't as great as others, but, you know, hey, I mean, without them,
it's not about quantity. It's about quality.
Because, mm-hmm. Ultima was great.
Put
it this way. We've had some new things that EA has done that has not – yeah, the new things that the EA has done have not been stellar things. It's like they bought out and destroyed pretty much all the companies that had good games. If we go back, like even to what you're saying, okay, Bullfrog was a company that gave them Sim Roller Coaster and Theme Hospital.
Sim Roller Coaster?
Yeah.
It was a Sim Roller Coaster?
It was a Sim Roller Coaster, and it was actually
WTF question mark.
Yes. Theme Hospital, one of my favorite games. There was also a theme park as well. I mean, there's tons of games. The Sims, if we come a little bit more forward, all the Sim, you know, Sim Earth, Sim Ant Farm, all of those were really good games. And then EA stepped in and said, okay, well, we're going to buy Will Rice Company, we're going to buy this Bullfrog Productions Company, we're going to buy this. And then they got a hold of the games. They either completely destroyed those companies or franchises that were already there and fired everybody. And we all know this. If you remember, not too recent history, there was a whole big to-do about a guy that got fired. And when he got fired, he let loose, you know, they have us working, you know, 25-hour days and we can't go home and we're constantly, you know, like we're under, you know, slave conditions and slave wages and, you know, I can't, my wife is having a baby, I can't go home to be with my wife type of stuff. So they're not, I don't know what they're doing over there now. It's pretty quiet, but they're not doing, they're not putting out these great titles. I mean, APB, they backed, but they dropped them at the same time. The NAPB is now a free-to-play game. And when I went over to really look at it, because this is what I noticed, the difference between where it is now, and it's actually with the company that bought Fallen Earth, ironically enough. When it was with over at EA, I could get no information about it. EA is also like Fort Knox, it's even for its media people. If you're not IGN, they will not let you in. And IGN has only got so many people. They can't do, you know, cover 50 million games. We can't get any information. I go over to this other site, and I know all the, you know, how the game works. Now I really want to play it. And I think if they had released that information to the public, APB would have done a whole lot better as an MMO. We knew nothing about it. They gave us a trailer of a car chase, and people were like, is this GTA? No, is it Need for Speed? Oh, what is this you're showing me? Oh, this is APB. Well, what do you do in the game? You chase people.
That's a good description.
No, it's not. You chase people. Now I know that you can be a cop or you can be the criminal. You can capture the criminals or you can attack the cops and a whole host of other things that you can do that I didn't know about before that now I'm like, I may download this even if it is free to play. So I think EA is not I don't know what's going on at EA. I don't know if they're just not sure where they're going. And they keep putting their hands in too many pots. Back a couple years ago, you guys remember they had the whole singing contest, which I'm still saying I was gypped. But they bought out the company that hosted the contest, and they were trying to produce all these singers. They went to Lily Allen. We want to give you this big record deal if you sing a couple of songs before our sim game. And that just tanked and bombed. That site is gone. Those people are gone. I'm sure they're happy they got paid, but still they put a lot of work in it. Why were you not able to, you know, go in and say, all we're going to do is give you the money and keep developing it? And that's usually how publishing companies do. We're just going to give you money, keep doing what you're doing. We don't want anything to do with it. If you start dropping in sales, then obviously we're going to come in and see what the problem is. But we don't want to...
Oversaturation of the market. That's the problem. If you put out tons and tons and tons of something that's completely similar to everything else, people are just going to get tired of it, and they're not going to want it anymore.
Yeah, Dallas is saying Mass Effect 2. Why would you take a great RPG and turn it into a garbage shooter?
I wouldn't consider it necessarily a garbage shooter, but okay, whatever.
I didn't get to play either of the Mass Effects, so I can't get
Mass Effect's that, good. I don't care. Mass Effect's pretty good. The shooting has about probably 20% or 30% of the game is shooting. The rest of it is RPG, which I think is pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of dialogue options. I love Mass Effect. Maybe it's just me. I love Mass Effect.
Well, I don't think anybody's disliking it. We're just noticing there's a pattern with EA. They get a hold of something and they completely ruin it, or as Snow was saying, the market is oversaturated. We do not need 50 million sim games. And if you're going to make a sim, you know, a sim society, it still needs to have some of the same elements of the ones before. You take them and you improve on them, not completely depart from where when you sit down, the people who made the market, who were, you know, the hardcore players, don't know what the hell they're playing. I'm still mad at my SimCity Society. I'm thinking about putting it in the street and running over it with my truck a few times, honestly. Just, you know, and taking video and then mailing it to EA and saying, look at what you did. Somebody in the chat room is saying they ruined the football game. They did by buying out the NFL franchises. What was the point in that? We want to be the only one to make football games. That's not competition. The competition is defined by beating the best. There is. That's pretty much it. You took out all the competition. It doesn't make you the best. It just makes you the only one there. So that means you don't have to work as hard to make a better game. How do you know you made a good game? And it still didn't help them. Like I said, I like Blitzed League better. I still will play that or buy that any day of the week. Evil people at EA. How did this turn into the EA hour?
I don't know. I'm sitting here wondering that myself.
People are, like, mad about EA. I don't know.
Well, I'm
you mad, bro? You mad?
You mad? You mad, baby?
Come at me, bro.
I had to throw some memes in there. Sorry.
Come at me.
Wait a minute. He's like, I'm done with
come at me, bro. It's bro-licious.
What is wrong with you two people? All right, well, before we go, very quickly also, well, do I have time to share this one?
You do not. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
Sorry. I thought I muted myself for that
you,
one.
You and Ginger this week. Well, at least you did yours at the end of the show. She gone yawn at the beginning of the news. Good morning. Oh, welcome to what the hell is that? Okay. Well, for those of you who love you some Rockstar, they have their indie game studio. I love them people at Rockstar. I do. I really, really do. See, they know how to treat their peoples. They keep their business under wraps like they're supposed to. Y'all are good peoples at Rockstar. I'm going to sit in somebody's lap next time I see you.
You can sit in my lap.
No.
Oh.
You already grabbed my boobs last week. That's enough.
I wanted to be there.
Did you like the picture we sent you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. I forgot you sent him that.
No, I'm talking about with the feet.
The feet.
Oh, yeah. I thought you sent him the other one. I was going to be mad.
Ooh, whoa, there's another one?
Wait, let me check my phone, dude. I forgot. I don't know what she's talking
about. What other one?
Don't do that.
What other one are we talking about here? Wait a minute.
High roll. You know how I roll.
Let's see what other one we're talking about here. Don't discourage her.
I think it's on my phone, actually.
It might be on
discourage
your
phone. Discourage her, Snow. Not discourage her.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how about those games, huh?
How about those games, huh?
No, I'm looking at my phone to see what I got, because apparently I got some I don't know about.
You sent it to me.
You don't. I have it. I just looked.
Damn it. Now I'm going to have to hack your cell phone. Where is Lost Second Anonymous when you need it?
Yeah, they're busy hacking another video game company that I probably love.
When we find y'all, foots are going on next. Y'all are going to be in trouble.
Seriously, you've just earned a ton of enemies. If anybody in any freaking video game tells me they're LulzSack, I'm going to do whatever I can to get them banned from that damn game.
See?
I'm sick and tired of this. You guys have made a bunch of enemies for being a bunch of bastards.
Your asses are grasses.
And we as lawnmowers.
Right. Right.
I would high five you right now if you were right here.
That's a southernism, girl.
Like, high five. All right.
Yeah, your mama never said that to you, see?
No.
Yes, my mother said that to me often. You better clean that room. Your ass is going to be grass, and I'm going to be the lawnmower.
The only time lawnmower was mentioned was when my dad was like, get your ass out there and mow the lawn. That's pretty much it.
I'm going to need that picture. I'm going to need you to go ahead and text it to me.
No, because you'll be sending it to everybody.
I send it to everybody. No,
no, it's mine.
I'm going to have to hack her phone.
It is about that time.
Is it? Oh, it is. So quickly.
I know, it's over so quickly.
I like it. Turn it up.
All right, well.
Okay, you guys know where to find us. GamingAtrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Ginger, of course, is off, so Snow will be sitting in with me on the news. We'll try to.
I may be tired, but I'll be there.
Look, we'll try to keep
Facebook
it PG.
Facebook us if you like us. Facebook us if you don't like us. That will teach us.
Right? I was PG last time I was on the morning show.
You two were not. I heard that show. Y'all thought I didn't listen?
I was PG for me.
No.
Bye, everybody.
And brains are all I've eaten all week, it's true. But if my heart was still beating, it would be for you. So let me take you to Wendy's. You deserve it. Yeah, I'm a zombie baby. Ain't nobody perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house into the dark. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brain. I've never been so true, but if my heart was still beating, it would be for you. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brain.
Maybe sometimes I bite, and you confess that I've got an appetite for human flesh. I'll always be near, though. You'll have to that when I nibble on your earlobe, you might get infected, huh? Cause I fell in love with you and I'm undead, but you make me feel alive. And when I chase you through the graveyard, it feels like foreplay, feels like foreplay. If I'm lying, I'm dying, and I speak truly when I say I love your mind. I'll take brains over beauty. We'll be the undead, Dagwood and Blondie, when I teach you how to zombie.
Teach you how to zombie.
An herb, I love you, and you can sing along to this post-apocalyptic post-mortem love song. So give me a chance, girl, you know I'll be worth it. Yeah, I'm a zombie, baby, ain't nobody perfect.
I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house.
Inconceivable!